This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Indian leader Narendra Modi let loose a fiery speech Sunday, blasting critics who call a new law anti-Muslim. Addressing a crowd of Hindu nationalist supporters in New Delhi, dressed in red and green, holding the national flag, Modi took the stage after days of violent and deadly protests that have rocked India. The bill paves the way to citizenship for some undocumented immigrants. Those from Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan that entered India before 2015 are covered, but not Muslims. Critics call that discrimination.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan reporting. Republicans and Democrats are still at an impasse over President Trump's impeachment trial, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to hold out on delivering the articles of impeachment to the Senate. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't want new testimony. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer does, leaving open the possibility of a protracted delay. President Trump complained about the holdup Saturday.
It's so unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case.
But Schumer says they have even more evidence.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush.
That email from senior White House budget official Michael Duffy, who Schumer wants to testify. Julie Walker, New York.
For more information on the impeachment trial or for any political news in the U.S., please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan incumbent President Ashraf Ghani has apparently won a second five-year term. After a long delay, the preliminary results of the September vote were announced on Sunday. Ghani scored around 51% of the more than 1.8 million total votes. His main challenger, Abdullah Abdullah, received nearly 40% of the vote. Election authorities were originally due to release the preliminary results on October 18th, but the announcement was repeatedly delayed because of technical issues and allegations of fraud. Scorching heat baking Australia eased on Monday, bringing relief from extreme bushfires. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Back from his Hawaiian vacation, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney on Sunday. And he was on the defensive after his holiday drew sharp criticism as the country's bushfire crisis deepened. Morrison announced he would return home early after the deaths of two firefighters in New South Wales on Thursday. Firefighters made the most of cooler weather on Sunday to access badly burnt towns and contain any blazes before the expected return of hotter conditions at the end of the week.
That is Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Boeing is celebrating a successful ending to a crewless test mission that 2 days earlier failed to reach the orbit needed to dock with the International Space Station. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
Boeing's Starliner astronaut spacecraft landed in White Sands, New Mexico on Sunday. The early morning landing caps a turbulent 48 hours for Boeing after faulty software forced officials to cut short the unmanned mission aimed at taking an astronaut capsule to the International Space Station. While an automated timer error prevented Starliner from attaining the right orbit to dock with the space station, its core objective...
You look at the landing, it was an absolute bullseye.
Representatives from both NASA and Boeing said there was still plenty to cheer.
That is Reuters' Chris Dignam. A senior United Nations official reports more than a million Palestinians are living in crisis conditions in Israeli-occupied territories. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN's recently launched 2020 Humanitarian Response Plan aims to assist 1.5 million of the 2.4 million Palestinians in the occupied territories. Most are residents of Gaza, who are in particularly dire straits. The humanitarian coordinator for occupied Palestinian territory, Jamie McGoldrick, says nearly half of Gaza's population is unemployed. That figure includes 7 out of 10 young people under age 30 who have no jobs. Among them, he says, are more than 400,000 university graduates who cannot find work.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.